views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. Each week, you'll learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness and explore the deeper knowledge within. Welcome home. Now here's your host, Dr. Kelly Neff.
Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Kelly Neff, and you are listening to Lucid Planet Radio on Transformation Talk Radio, CRN Digital Talk, and WBLQ 1230 AM, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and New York. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience healing, inspiration, and creativity, because every week on Lucid Planet Radio, we will have some of the most gifted scientists, healers, speakers, and authors helping you to become the greatest version of yourself. You can find out more on thelucidplanet.com and stream all of our podcasts for free on lucidplanetradio.com, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, and SoundCloud. Just search for Lucid Planet Radio. And you can also connect with me on Facebook and Twitter at The Lucid Planet with Dr. Kelly. And now you can even follow me on Instagram. Catch some of the daily happenings of my slightly ridiculous life. Instagram, The Lucid Planet. I have a very important announcement to kick off today's show, which is that we are celebrating the 50th episode of Lucid Planet Radio. Oh my goodness. I have to pinch myself really, because this is the culmination of so much hard work and just really journey of finding myself and my voice, and also taking a huge leap of faith to do this and to come out here and put a lot of this information out there for people. I'm really pleased that we are now streaming on CRN Digital Talk Radio, bringing us to over 11 million homes in the U.S. and over 100 countries. And soon we'll be coming to the AM right here in my home city of Denver. You can just find out more about how to listen, how to become an advertising partner, and also to nominate somebody for the show at thelucidplanet.com. So thank you guys so much. 50 episodes strong. It's quite amazing. And in honor of our 50th episode, because, you know, we are produced by Transformation Talk Radio, so it seemed very fitting to do today's show on the topic of transformation, really one of the most, if not the most important, psychological, philosophical, and spiritual theme that runs through all of our lives. Our entire life is a transformation. And until the day we die, we are growing and we are changing and we are learning lessons. And there are times when the intensity of the transformation can be very overwhelming and it can become very intense. And we can cling to situations, people, and ideas that do not serve our growth, but they're comforting to us. And we do so out of fear and complacency. And I've been here and I know I will be back. But, you know, I'm very grateful for the times when I have decided to jump off the cliff, trusting but not knowing for sure that the net was there to catch me, which is kind of part of how I'm actually here doing the show. So today we're going to talk about transformation, why it's such a chaotic process, and how we find peace and grace through this chaos. And to discuss this topic, I am absolutely delighted, in honor of our 50th episode, to welcome back one of the greatest inspirations of my life, my partner, Jimmy Ohm. If you aren't familiar with him from our previous shows, Jimmy lives his life according to Nikola Tesla's assertion that if you want to find the secrets of the universe, you must think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. We call him a vibrational alchemist, because he works with many different frequencies and vibrations, including music, sound, plants, water, the human body, the Earth's magnetic field, and really the energies of all living things. He's even the creator of the theme song for the show, which you can download, in addition to much more of his music, on Bass Travelers SoundCloud, SoundCloud/Bass-Traveler. Today we're gonna discuss a lot of these topics and transformation, kind of the quarter life and midlife crisis and understanding that in terms of the return of Saturn. We're going to talk about transformational festivals, which is where we've been fairly for the last couple of years during our summers, and if it's time to find a new way to describe them. And we're going to talk about spiritual competition, aka pre-enlightened arrogance, aka spiritual bypassing. And we are live on the air today, coast to coast and internationally. If you have questions, please call in at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819, and speak to us on the air about transformation. We would love to hear from you. So on that note, let me please welcome the very lovely Jimmy Ohm to the show. Hi, baby. How are you?
Hello, everyone. How are you guys?
Wonderful. It's awesome. It's so good to have you on. Jimmy, let's get right into it. You talk a lot about the chaos factor in life, and you've taught me a lot about the chaos factor in life. Can you explain why transformation can be such a chaotic and destructive process?
You know, it's just something that we observe in nature. I think that every scientist, especially ones that study the cosmos, look at chaos and they see that that's the birth. That's what brings all this new stuff about. And if we watch our lives, we see that we constantly are going through chaos, whether it's with family, friends, work. Everything seems to be chaos. Even our birth was chaotic. Mm. And so the chaos factor, I think, is just life.
Do you think that chaos is inherently good or bad, or is it everything?
I think that it's like energy. It's all about load balance. You've got positive, you got negative. Is one better than the other? Is one good? Is one bad? No, they're just all the same frequencies that we're learning to yield and wield and use in this environment.
And you've done a lot of shows in the past about how you start to work with these energies. And of course, this is a detailed process, but do you have advice for our listeners out there who are feeling the chaos and they're feeling the change and they're feeling pushed in these different directions and they don't know what to do? They kind of feel that, you know, that chaos can kind of invade your peace of mind. How do people overcome this and allow the chaos and the transformation to happen without also losing their composure?
Well, it's about centering. Learning to be properly centered is really the only way to deal with all of this. And life, like chaos, is distraction, and distraction is everywhere. And we can put our energy into a lot of different things, a lot of different people, and that'll leave us depleted. And the best way really to deal with this chaos is to find a way, whatever your method is, to relax and settle into yourself and just know yourself.
Mm. That is so powerful. And I like that you say, Jimmy, that, you know, everybody can have their own way. Just as a quick story, I went to a very prominent natural doctor yesterday. And while I was in the reception room getting my measurements taken, I was speaking to the receptionist, and she was saying how, you know, she feels so chaotic in her thoughts, and but she can't meditate because, you know, it's just, she can't do it because she has too many thoughts, right? We hear that a lot. And I know
everyone says this.
You taught me how to meditate about 5 years ago, and I'm pretty sure I said the same thing, right?
You were quite stubborn. Yes.
Yeah. Sorry. Yep. I am very stubborn. Thank you. You're welcome. No, but so she's telling me how she can't meditate and she feels bad. And then she beats herself up because she sits there and then all these thoughts come into her head. And I was like, Hey, you sitting there is enough. Just like sit there and watch the river of the thoughts, but know that you are not your thoughts. You're just watching them go by, and that's okay. You know, putting all of this energy into completely voiding out your mind, that's also a form of meditation, but it's really important for people out there who are feeling the intensity of the transformation in their lives to know that just sitting with themselves is enough. They don't necessarily have to know the right way to find that centering right off the bat.
Yeah, I think that people have a misconception about this. It's probably Hollywood and movies. They think that meditation is supposed to bring about some type of a magnificent power shift, or they become some type of airbender or something like that. And so they sit down, they say, I can't meditate. What they don't realize is that what they're struggling with is getting over the first few hurdles of meditation. They sit, they get still, they get quiet, and suddenly they're thinking about something. It's almost always a situation that their energy is tied up in. They're in this thought. They're trying to resolve it, or they're replaying it in a new way that they hope it would go. And then all of a sudden they're back in their body and they feel uncomfortable. Ow, this hurts, or this is weird, or this is whatever. And then suddenly they're back in their thought again. They're back out in their head thinking about some situation. What they don't realize is that when they're out there, they're just trying to get back that energy. And then when they're back in their body and they feel that discomfort, that is someone else's energy. And so the first step of really getting into that settling place of yourself is to release the energy of the discomfort in your body and allow the energy that's out there in that problem you're trying to solve to just float back to you. What happens between those two places is what we call the center.
I love that. And, you know, I feel that in many ways that is a metaphor for life, right? We're always bouncing yes. between those two extremes, and really we want to be somewhere dropping in the middle.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not easy. And, you know, while we're on the topic, I know we only have like a minute or two until our first commercial break already. But I've been doing a lot of research on Sasha Shulgin, Dr. Alexander Shulgin, who's, of course, the world famous biochemist who synthesized all these psychedelic compounds and tested them all on himself. I know you're familiar with him.
Of course.
You know me? And well, I just read an interview with him, and he said that he doesn't believe in meditation. He doesn't like the Zen meditation at all. And for him, his meditation is active. And he's passed away now, but doing chemistry, doing mm-hmm. something you love and being in a flow state can yes. be just as useful form of centering, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll talk more about that, I think, when we come back from the break. I know, Jimmy, you do a lot of creative pursuits that bring you into flow. And then also you can feel when you're not in flow. And I think that's really important. So
we'll take
a quick break. Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you again. Celebrating our 50th episode, we will be right back after the break to talk more about transformation, chaos, and finding peace in the midst of the storm with me, Dr. Kelly, and my partner, Jimmy Ohm. So stick with us, and we will be right back.
I know when to go out. I know when to stay in. Get things done.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author, Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Yeah, we are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and my guest today is the one and only Jimmy Ohm, talking with us about the psychology and the spirituality of transformation. Remember, if you're out there and you want to call in and ask us anything, we are live right now. You can call in the studio 1-800-930-2819. Before we continue, I just want to make sure, Jimmy, that everybody knows how to contact you to find out more about your music, your art, etc.
Yes. DivineImagination@Hotmail is probably the best way for emails and things of that nature. And I do have a small amount of music projects on my Bass Traveler page for SoundCloud.
Yes. And including the theme song of the show, which I love so much. Can't really get any better than melodic drum and bass, am I right?
Yeah, it's definitely one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm. Jimmy, so speaking of music, I want to talk about, when we left off, we're talking about flow. And you've been a musician, you're an artist your whole life. You were one of the youngest people ever admitted to the Art Institute. You're so creative in everything you do. And that can really be a form of meditation. But you've also gone through times, you know, we've been together for almost 5 years, 4 or 5 years. What's it like when you can't get into your creative flow? How do you find other ways to center yourself?
Well, you know, I grew up in a time, we both grew up in a time where ADD wasn't a real thing yet. I would have been one of those kids. I would have been labeled that. No doubt about it. I was all over the place, in every little creative nook and cranny I could find myself in. I drove my teachers crazy. I drove my parents crazy. I'm in the back of the car drumming on the headrest. My dad just like, oh my gosh, stop. Mm-hmm. How did I find that stillness? I think it was just something that I really needed inside, and I wasn't afraid of it. And I think that's kind of what stops a lot of people. I never met Shulgin. Sadly, I never got to know him, but he seemed like the type of person that was very quick and fast. And, sometimes going into that slow space feels like you're not really in flow anymore. And so maybe that's why people like that are afraid to slow things down. I found a way to do it through breathing techniques. I didn't know they had a name. I just started to play around with them at a very young age of 16, maybe 15 and a half. And they brought up such a profound effect on the body that I was telling all of my friends, and I was very excited about it. And they looked at me like I was a little crazy. Everyone's riding bicycles, playing their drums, playing their guitar, chasing girls, fist fights, whatever it is that young boys are doing. And they're like, what do you mean you're laying there doing nothing? And then you're getting all these weird body sensations. So it didn't stick with them. I kept doing it. I don't know if any of these people ever got into it, but that's not the point, really.
Yeah, no, not at all. I think that we all have our moment. And I think as people, you and I have both gone through very intense and profound levels of transformation in our lives, as most people do. But we all have our moments at different times and in different ways. And part of, I'm using air quotes right now. part of the spiritual, in air quotes, journey is this idea of kind of like allowing people without judgment to experience what they're experiencing in their moment, mm-hmm. and having acceptance for that.
Yes.
And so, yeah. And that can be really hard.
It's very hard.
Yeah, it can be really hard. But we can agree, I think, that there are certain, let's call them, I don't know, like markers or certain points in time that many people share the experience of intense transformation. And what I'm, of course, talking about is the idea of the return of Saturn. And I'm inspired to bring this up because Jimmy and I were heading out of a festival, Sonic Bloom, last week, and we got into a very long discussion about this. And some of the people around were like, oh, my gosh, I've never heard of this. This makes so much sense. Can you guys please put this out there? So I figured this would be a great time to talk about it. Jimmy, do you want to explain what the return of Saturn phenomenon is and how what it experientially feels like?
Sure. It's got a magical name, and really for me, it's nothing more than where life really starts. Think about it like this. You're very young, you're going through all these changes, then you start to grow a little bit. Now you're an adolescent, a teenager, then you're a young adult. All of your experiences between those time periods and when your body and mind is fully mature in your late 20s kind of makes up who you are. And then all of a sudden you find yourself at this life start, maybe 25, maybe 26, maybe 29, somewhere in this ballpark. And all of a sudden you're looking around going, is this what I created for myself? Is this my life? If it is, and you're happy, you're going to go real smooth through this. But if you're not happy and it's not really serving you, it could be a rough road because all of this has to die and fade and break away. And so the return of Saturn is really starting life after your brain and mind and body and everything is finally fully matured. And now you're stepping into yourself.
That's such a great way of putting it, and why it is often used as an analogy for like a quarter life crisis, you know, or midlife crisis. The term itself comes from the astrological tradition, horoscope astrology, where it basically takes 29 years for Saturn to return to its original place where it was in your birth chart the day you were born. That's a 29-year cycle. And that's significant because in those 29 years, like you said, you go from being a child to being an adult and having to be accountable for everything in your space. And like you said, for some people, this starts around 27 and it can go until they're 32 or 33, or it can never really fade away if people aren't willing to kind of let go of what doesn't serve them and get onto that path. They might end up having a life where things continue to go wrong until their second Saturn return comes around at 58, and then they burn the entire thing to the ground.
Yeah, this is usually when we see the sports car or the classic midlife crisis.
Yep, around 58. And also health problems that come with it, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and Jimmy, can you comment on the significance of 29 as in terms of the esoteric and spiritual traditions as well?
I mean, this is all tricky stuff. what we see in the in a lot of the religions is the religious figure or the leader emerges right around the age of 33. Yeah. This tends to look like the end of a Saturn return. Is that significant? I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, I see it as kind of I see all of astrology in a lot of ways as part of our collective unconscious. In the sense that it is part of the mythos and the legend and the story that has shaped humanity and the way we understand ourselves in the world. But is it like a literal thing? Like literally Saturn appears and as it does, you feel Saturn and it messes you up. That's I don't know.
Who knows? Who knows? But we all come from astrologers. Our ancestors had to use the stars to prepare for crops, prepare for winter, when to set crops. So this is in us to look to the stars and make sense of the stars. And so I know a lot of people have a big bigaboo about astrology and they want to discredit it and they want to discredit anyone who looks to it for guidance. But they do need to realize that we come from this, that our oldest traditions use these stars. And so maybe this is just us playing out habits.
Absolutely. Well, and again, doesn't this go back to what we were talking about, which we're going to talk more about in the next section after we break in 3 minutes, about how so much of this, like, no matter what, we look to religion and we're like, oh, they're so dogmatic and judgy, but we see it a lot from people who believe in science and people who believe in New Age spirituality, where somebody who believes or feels that they resonate with something else is, again, looked at with judgment. And I would just like to see a world where we can just accept that everybody's on their own unique journey. We're all connected, but everybody is entitled as part of their basic kind of human rights to experience the journey the way that they want. Yeah, people can question it, but I just would like to see everybody kind of coexisting in a more tolerant way. And I don't know what it's going to take to get there, but do you know what I'm saying?
Sure. You know, that load balance I was talking about earlier, sadly, I don't think that can ever really be a reality because we live in a physical reality that requires electrons and particles and charge. And with that comes the load balance. Mm-hmm. It's taking a positive and a negative. And if one's out of balance, you've got some haywire stuff going on. And so will people ever be able to let go of their judgments and just let people be people? Probably not, but that's not what this is about. It's about the self journey. And so knowing yourself and being right with yourself and letting the world be as crazy as it wants, that's really what it's
about.
That
is the truth. Like your ship's not going to sink unless the water gets into it, you know? Mm-hmm. Very quickly, but I just wanted to touch back on Saturn return. Jimmy Ohm, as someone who's been through a pretty rough Saturn return and come out the other side, what advice do you have for our listeners in their mid-20s or their late-20s who are starting to feel like things are falling apart and things aren't working? What advice do you have for them to pull themselves through that?
Well, if someone's sitting in front of me saying, I don't know what to do, I would look them in the eyes and I would say, you know exactly what you need to do. We all are built with this intuition device inside of us. We all know exactly what resonates with us. And if for whatever reason we're fighting that, that's what's causing the problems. And so my advice is use your intuition. If something's not feeling right, if you're not happy with your job and you really want to be a doctor or an herbalist or whatever, go be that. Mm. You've got plenty of time. There's no rush. There's no race. Go be it.
You know, and you gave me the same advice and it helped me so much in my life as well.
Yeah.
Following your passions, even if it's scary, fearlessly pursue. I mean, connecting, if you can figure out what you want, then you're already halfway there. And on that note, Jimmy, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will talk more about transformation and the idea of quote unquote transformational festivals and how maybe it's time to reconceptualize why we call them this. So
sure.
Stick with, I'm Dr. Kelly on Lucid Planet Radio here with Mr. Jimmy Ohm, and we'll see you in a couple minutes. Bye.
This guy's in love with you.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit EverydaySpirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and my wonderful producer today, Brian, is just crushing the 80s music, so I gotta love that.
Thank you, Kel.
I'm here with Jimmy Ohm talking about transformation. Don't forget, you can call into the show at 1-800-930-2819. Maybe you want to share a story about transformation in your life, or maybe you've been to a transformational festival. Did it transform your life, or do you think it's totally misnamed? Or how have you had a hard time dealing with other people and their spiritual transformation? Do they try to ram things down your throat or teach their dogma to you in a way that makes you uncomfortable? I would love to hear from you, and I know Jimmy Ohm would too. 1-800-930-2819. Jimmy, let's talk about transformational festivals.
Yes.
Now, for those of you out there who haven't heard the term, and I will admit I am very complicit and somewhat responsible for kind of coining this term and then writing a bunch of articles and doing talks about it. And I believe in the idea, which is that these are events. They're like music festivals, except it's not just about partying and music. There's also a focus on workshops, yoga, healing sessions, meditation, learning, sustainability, community, all these types of things. And so what's happened kind of is you have events like Sonic Bloom or Lucidity, and they are treated as a transformational event, whereas events like Electric Daisy Carnival, Electric Forest, Telluride Bluegrass Festival, all of these have been on in the last like 2 weeks. And we were kind of remarking while we were at Sonic Bloom, Jimmy, weren't we, that it's interesting how one type of event, we call it transformational, but not another.
Yes. It can be kind of confusing for some people. Maybe they want to get into this scene. Maybe they want to participate, but transformational could be off-putting to them. Other people seem to embrace it and run with it. I think life is transformation, and we're transforming no matter what we're doing, no matter where we're going. I think of my very first festival, which was 1999, and it was Electric Daisy Carnival at Lake Dolores.
Making us sound so old. Stop.
You know, that was not a transformational festival in the terms of what we have today as transformational festivals. Yet I transformed massively there without workshops, yoga, food, anything. All it was vibrations, sound, and a celebration around that artistic expression. And so for me, I think all festivals are transformational, and I think it's unfair that all these other festivals don't get that same headline, because transforming is happening all the time.
I completely agree with that. And one of the things that I find so interesting is that set and setting, it's almost like psychedelic use. The mindset that you go into these events with and the intentions that you go into them with will fundamentally dictate what you actually experience. And I know so many people, take Sonic Bloom, for example, which we were just at last weekend. a phenomenal festival. We crushed it. We had the best time. It was so fun. We got to meet so many people. I had a blast. And then I go and I read the chat forums and people are like, it was full of wooks on K and it was terrible and it was a mess and everyone, people trashed the place and people stole and this is not conscious and this is not transformational. And I was totally shocked because I had a completely different experience. We didn't come into any, we didn't have any problems with anyone, right? We even gave like a, we gave a hitchhiker dude like a ride, not hitchhiker, but you know, we gave someone a ride home who was a stranger and he was like super cool.
Yeah, we bought him lunch and gave him a ride home.
Yeah, and he was going through his Saturn return and needed advice and it was like really beautiful and very synchronistic. So I guess what I'm saying, Jimmy, is like, how do we kind of like, is there a way to coexist and appreciate what all different events offer and that all events can be transformational? I see prominent members of the quote unquote spiritual community who do workshops. I actually have seen this where they'll go on the pages of festivals and say, this isn't really a transformational festival.
Sure.
This isn't conscious enough. And it's like, I mean, that is to me the ultimate form of pre-enlightened arrogance or this idea that you're better than everyone because you're spiritual and therefore you have a right to judge what is and isn't conscious or transformational for other people. When in reality, you have no say what's transformational for other people.
Yeah, that guy that might be stealing at this transformational festival, for all we know, he might have had a reflection period in his tent where he came to realize who he was and realized he was harming and transformed. We can't say.
Yeah, we can't say. That's an interesting point. And it calls to a certain relativist way of looking at things, which is, you know, we want, and it also another kind of factor of like the spiritual competition or pre-enlightened arrogance, and also spiritual bypassing being the idea that like we can use spirituality as a way of not having to actually deal with real emotions by just saying, no, everything's positive because I'm spiritual. Well, what happens when things don't go your way?
Yeah,
because like we're talking, I mean, this is life. Life is a melting pot. We live in a diverse, crazy world where, yes, we are unified in the sense that we are all human brothers and sisters. But my goodness, we have different perspectives and experiences. And part of the rich tapestry of life is trying to learn from this, trying to, you know, connect to people who have had different experiences. But what I see a lot in the quote unquote transformational festival scene is people who are saying, I don't like it like this. These people are different coming in.
Yes.
And these don't belong in my community.
Yeah, well, you know, we got to look at the common audience that's going to these festivals. And we did a lot of research for a project. And so we know kind of what the numbers look like. And the majority of people going to these festivals are in their 20s and they are going through transformation. Some of it's very severe. And so they just come out of high school. They've just come out of all their cliques. And, you know, life is this weird thing where you want everything to be comfortable and familiar. This is why every fast food restaurant looks exactly the same, because if you came in and you wanted your food, which I don't eat fast food, but I'm not judging you for eating it. But I used to, because I used to have this pre-enlightened arrogance and I thought I was better. Now I don't care.
How dare you watch TV? How
yeah.
Dare
eat whatever you want.
Yeah.
But, things have to be a certain way or we feel uncomfortable. And so some of these people are, they're trying to release or they're trying to let go and they're trying to feel that comfort, but then things might be weird or different, or we don't like this group of people here. I can't really let go. And this is really where it's coming from. And that's part of the learning process for the spirit. It's, you have to learn to be able to let go in the face of all this chaos. I think of like Tibetan monks, their mind was more powerful than their body and they run their bodies through extreme conditions and they don't die.
Yep.
Their mind is what gets them through it. And so if you want to actually utilize a, and I put this in quotes, transformational festival, maybe you need to get out of your own way and stop judging everyone for what they're doing and focus on yourself.
Mm-hmm. You have a choice to have a good time. I just have this epic image of my head. Like, is this the modern version of like what we've experienced in our ancient past of like this monk Jedi at a festival trying to make sense of all the chaos and the craziness and trying to find food and sleep and water?
I absolutely think that that's what's going on. This is part of our ancient lineage. This is in us to get around drums, sound, expression, and celebrate. Mm. It's going to be hard. It's going to be rough. All these different obstacles and hurdles might hit you through it. But this is something we've been doing for literally thousands of years.
So, Jimmy, a couple minutes to the break, and I really want to know from you, the biggest struggle is for those of us who write about and talk about transformational festivals, whether it's Burning Man or Lucidity. I know Keyframe, who I work with, talks a lot about transformational media and festivals. What is a more appropriate name that can encapsulate what these events offer?
I have no
2 minutes.
I really have no idea what to call these things. To me, they're just celebrations around sound and expression, and that's all they are.
Maybe that's enough, you know, and maybe that's more inclusive. I mean, last weekend while we were at Sonic Bloom, people were at Electro Daisy Carnival and the Telluride Bluegrass Festival, and these could all be totally wonderful transformational experiences. And what they all have in common, rather than trying to divide or categorize, what they all have in common is a celebration of people coming together over art and culture and sound.
Yep.
Yeah. And maybe that's enough. I mean, that's honestly, Jimmy, there's no answer. And I've been in so many like forums and like Facebook arguments with people over like, what do we call these things? Is there a better way to describe them?
Yes. And I'm sure I'll get some hate mail to the Divine Imagination at Hotmail. But you know, that's the way it goes.
I love how you just gave your email for hate mail. Like, this is my email for your hate mail.
Yes.
No, but
I can take it.
But you know what? I think it's really more about having a dialogue and a discourse and coming to understanding, because like we want to see more people going to these events. And maybe if they treated the more mainstream festivals as also a sacred transformational experience, then you could have more growth. You wouldn't have the Red Cup fiasco of Coachella or all these things, because people are just like, yeah, I'm just here to party. But what if there was a level of I'm here to connect with people and this is part of my ancient tribal heritage and I'm going to grow and evolve. Anyway, sorry, I just got a little carried away. We're going to take our last break. And when we come back, Jimmy Ohm and I are going to wrap up the 50th episode of Lucid Planet Radio by talking more about spiritual transformation. So we'll see you in a couple minutes.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Are you and your family looking for one manageable lifestyle change that will positively impact your health? Look no further. That change begins inside your drinking glass. Learn how to put a lid on junk drinking by sipping from a recipe collection of colorful, fresh, tasty, wholesome fruit and vegetable blends. Get your copy now of Sip the Garden. Fun, easy drinks for a healthier family by T. Carrie Mitchell. Visit lifestyle120.com for information on how to order.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Welcome back to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and I am here with my guest, Jimmy Ohm, celebrating the 50th episode of the show. Wow. And we are here talking about spiritual transformation, and I am told that we have a caller on the line, Lana from Denver.
Hi.
Hi, Lana. How are you?
Doing great today. Great to hear you guys talk about, especially the Saturn return. It's very interesting. Topic.
Right on.
Yes.
Well, we appreciate you tuning into the show. What's going on?
Well, I've heard a lot about it. I'm 35 years old, and I wanted to kind of give you a little bit of information and ask you maybe to discuss something that I was curious about, because I feel like I went through my Saturn return. I did a lot of work on myself for a number of years in my 20s, early 30s, cleaned my life out, really entered into a positive trajectory, and thought I had answered the questions that the universe was throwing at me. And now, you know, about 6 years later, I'm hitting a lot of the same questions, similar challenges, maybe deeper questions, where I thought, oh, gee, I thought I had already addressed this in my life. But now I have to learn things on a deeper level. You know, so I was wondering if you guys could maybe discuss you know, what it's like to have to relearn those lessons that you're already facing, or that Sure. You thought you had already mastered.
Lana, I'm so glad that you called in, because it's true. I mean, even I'm 34 and I'm like, okay, I'm definitely out of my Saturn return. I thought like I'll be done. It'll be done by the time I'm definitely by 32, definitely by 33. And then sure enough, 34, 35 pops up. And a lot of these issues are still around, and a lot of them are not ever going to go away, but it's, I think, finding a more kind of a more wise approach to yourself, that as you learn and grow and change, when the same issues come back around, you can address them with wisdom, almost like a test, you know, like, okay, I learned all of this and I need to now show that I've learned it by putting it into action. Jimmy, yes. What do you think?
I that's absolutely it. These things are going to keep coming back around and they're going to test you. Who's doing the testing? It's probably you.
Yeah.
I think of Buddha. Did Buddha at 33 have all of infinite knowledge and now he walked the earth until he was done? Or did he continue to grow and change and be encountered of certain circumstances and issues and have to figure out how to be mindful through all of it? And I think that mindfulness is going to be a never-ending process.
That's a really good point. I mean, and also just to follow up on that, we're never done. So,
no.
You know, like, it doesn't mean you're on the wrong path though, just because these issues are coming up. Often you're exactly where you're supposed to be. And you're just always going to be given opportunities, where you can show what you learned. Jimmy and I always talk about, and you've heard it on the show before too, our listeners, the life is like high school. And Earth is like high school Earth of the world, of the universe. And, you know, we're all here to like go through and learn all of our lessons. And then we get to go somewhere new. And it started off as a joke, but the more that we talk about it, the more that it does feel like some truth. So your Saturn return might be like your freshman year. And now maybe you're a senior and you have to go take all those AP exams and decide, you know, which college you're getting into. And those AP exams are going to bring up all the same things that you learned throughout your whole time in high school and kind of force you to show that you know what's up.
Yeah, the hardest part of all of this is that even when you get out of your return and you start to balance out, you're still surrounded by people who maybe have not stepped into that or are still struggling. It's very much like high school. And maybe some of us might be proctors or administrators or teachers or the cleaning crew even, where others might still be students.
Yep. What do you think about that, Lana?
I think we
like
lost
that.
She's here. What's up?
Yeah, I like the idea that, you know, we are all in different places too, so that we're learning things from other people as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right on. Well, thank you for calling in and, you know, keep fighting the good fight. The fact that you're already this far along and you know that you have these things to work on is really the most important part of the whole journey. Wouldn't you agree, Jamie?
It's a lot better than being so arrogant that you think you have it figured out and there's nothing to fix. I'd much rather be around people who are like, I got a lot to work on.
Yeah, for sure. And I thought, you know, we only have a couple of minutes left in the show, but I wanted to wrap it up by talking about this because the idea of the pre-enlightened arrogance is something that we talk about a lot. And it's not necessarily an insult, although it sounds like one, but it's referring to people who are on this quote spiritual path and think they have it all figured out and then think they have a right to tell others how to live their life or judge others for the decisions that they make. And
yes,
it's important to talk about because this can actually be detrimental not only to their growth, but to the growth of people around them.
Absolutely. I coined the phrase many years ago after myself. After I saw how I behaved, once I started to get a little more understanding of the way that the world or the way I thought the world worked, and I became arrogant and I became judgmental of other people who didn't want to step into that path, mostly my high school friends that I was growing up around, as I wanted to grow and evolve and move down different paths of discussions of the cosmos and science and meditation and life and food and culture. And mm-hmm. they just wanted to play video games and drink beer and party. I started to become very arrogant and judgmental. So mm-hmm. I coined the phrase after myself, as a joke, and it seems to have stuck.
Yeah. And one of the biggest struggles is it can alienate people from wanting to join you on that path because, right, we resist
Absolutely.
Dogma. Yeah, we're resistant to dogma. So I've definitely felt it. You know, when I found out about meditation and Reiki and energy work, I was so into it and I just wanted to be all about it. And then I would be approached by people when we lived in Los Angeles, you know, handing me their business cards that they're a shaman and it's there on their business cards and, you know, all this kind of stuff. And people would use it in the creepiest way for their self-esteem and act like they were superior and spout off all this stuff. But I got really bad vibes and I kind of felt like, ew, this is actually not a part I want to be. And ask Jimmy, I mean, it kind of alienated us from the scene for a really long time because we didn't want to be associated with it. But you know what? Like, first of all, you can't let anybody throw you off your path of what's right. And at least these people, as kind of obnoxious as it is to deal with in their daily life, you know, being lectured at because you're not vegan enough or you don't meditate enough, or do you even go to silent retreats, bro? But, you know, but at least this is what people are focusing on. And in a way, mm-hmm. we can be grateful for the fact that they think they're these gurus and they think that they're on this path because it's better than just focusing on what, like sports and video games and beer all the time. Not that there's anything wrong with sports and video games and beer in your journey, but I mean, you know, it's an interesting dichotomy. It's an interesting place to find yourself.
Well, as long as we're not hurting anyone, you should be able to do whatever you want to do. And if that's beer and video games, do it. But if that's being an urban shaman with a business card, and you're not hurting anyone through that, hey, I'm okay with it. Mm-hmm. But I personally, I think of a shaman as someone more in a tribal sense. So it's hard to comment. No matter what we feel and no matter how we see it, there's always going to be someone disagreeing with us.
Yes. And that's good. That's like part of life, you know, like we should be able to disagree and have dialogue without it turning into you're either with us or you're against us or like a screamy match or a hate fest. Like this is how we have more tolerance in the world. And that's what we need right now more than anything is tolerance and understanding of each other.
Yes.
and also being entitled to our own opinions. Oh my gosh, we only have 1 minute left to wrap up the show. Jimmy Ohm, you've been such a great guest, and I want to thank you, our listeners, our callers, everyone, for just providing such a really interesting topic. I feel like we could do several more shows and still only scratch the surface. Jimmy Ohm, in 30 seconds or so, are you positive about the future of the human race?
anyways, I wanted to say congratulations on your 50th show. It's been an honor and a pleasure to watch you grow through all of these episodes. And I can't wait to see the next 50.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. You know, I really would not be able to be here if it wasn't for the support of the very amazing and positive people in my life. I'm just messing with you. Of course humanity is going to be fine. no, but I'm seriously, I'm so grateful for you, my family, my friends. Jimmy, you've always pushed me to kind of believe in myself and do the impossible or do what, you know, everybody said I couldn't. And it's meant the world to me to have you here supporting me. So thank you so much. Everybody, you can tune into Lucid Planet Radio's Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Mountain, 2 p.m. Pacific, and find out all about our shows, advertising, upcoming on lucidplanet.com and lucidplanetradio.com. Next week, we're going to talk more about astrology, and I have a professional astrologer, Priscilla Costello, on the show. We're going to talk about astrology and how it relates to psychology, love, and even Shakespeare. I don't know. That sounds interesting to me. Light and love to everybody. Thank you again, Jimmy. And we will see you next week.
You've been listening to the hit show, Lucid Planet Radio, with renowned psychologist and author, Dr. Kelly Neff. Tune in each week as we illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. This hit show will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake up to the greatest version of yourself. Learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness as you explore the deeper knowledge, passion, and purpose within. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for upcoming show topics and to contact Dr. Kelly.